Morning. So worship this morning's going to look a little bit different than the past few weeks because today the West End youth are leading. Thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity to give leadership worship this morning. This is one of the many ways that we know our church continues to support the youth ministry. Thank you for also allowing us to lead in different ways and possibly fail. A few announcements. Did you know that our ministry staff has been creating Sunday school curriculum for you? You can access our online Sunday school for you to have a conversation with your family or your small groups. The link for the curriculum is included in the worship email that you received this morning. Thank you so much for your generous donations for our snack bags. They've been a big help to the community. If you'd like to donate, please go to our website that is being linked in the comments section of the live stream feed. There are important instructions on there for how to arrange delivery. This morning, we are sharing ways that Romans 8, 14 through 17 impacts us. This scripture was the theme for our 2019-2020 year and the theme for the fall retreat. We've also used Lectio Divina, which means divine reading, to prayerfully discuss this passage in Romans to prepare for our worship experience. Our prayer is that we trust God in our daily lives and also have hope for what is next. Adventurously expectant will be the focus today. Our liturgy, prayers, music, children's time, the entire service from beginning to end will center on this idea that we, a week after Easter, get to live our best resurrection life. That is not a grave-tending life, but full of adventurous expectation. Now please rise in body or spirit for our opening hymn, number 400, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Song.
A springtime shout out to life.
Sing praise to our joyful Easter God,
whose power brings new life out of death.
Immerse doubt and despair in the fountain of new birth.
Find refreshment and strength for a future of hope.
For God has taken ordinary things
and made them extraordinary. Sing a new song.
Trusting in the grace promised to us in Jesus Christ, let us confess our sins before our loving and gracious God and before one another. Gracious God, with you there is always more life, more hope, more joy. When doubts and anxieties overwhelm us and we fail to recognize at your work in our lives, Lord, have mercy. When we fear and uncertainty impair our faith, and our eyes and ears and hearts do not know you, Christ, have mercy. When anger and sorrow stop us from doing the risky work of loving all your children, your adopted siblings, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
As a forgiven and reconciled people, we will now exchange signs of reconciliation and love. I want to remind you that you can pass the peace with a high five or leave a message in the comments or send a text. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also, with you.
Also with you. Also with you.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Lesson from the New Testament, Romans 8:14-17. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who He is, and we know who we are, Father and children. And we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with him. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. I would now like to invite any children to move closer to the screen and join Tate for the children's time.
All right, so if I could have all the children, like Lachlan said, get a little closer to the screen, I have something to show you guys. Okay, so you see this book right here? I bet most of you guys have read this. It's called Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. I bet most of you guys have read this, but if you haven't, it's about a boy named Alexander who's having a kind of bad day. His mom did not pack his dessert. He got a cavity, the elevator door closed on his foot, and a bunch of other bad stuff happened to him. He was having a really bad day. See, there are a lot of bad things going on in the world right now, and there always will be. So it's okay to have a bad day every once in a while, just like Alexander did. But our Bible verse that we just read, Romans 8:14-17, says that we will always be children of God, and that is definitely something to be joyful about. So if you guys will bow your heads and pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for always being with us, always caring about us and listening to us. Help us to see that we are not alone. On good days and on bad, you are our God. We are your children. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jillian Horton, and I'm a senior at the University School of Nashville. This fall, I'll be attending Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine. I've been a member of this West End community my whole life, but each year here has brought something new. When I heard these Romans verses a few weeks ago, I struggled with a particular part of it. We are going to get what's coming to us. Thinking about this idea has caused me to question a lot. Is this really what was coming to me? An abrupt end to my final year of high school? My senior lacrosse season canceled? Giving this sermon in my bedroom, speaking to a computer? Many of us, myself included, believe that everything happens for a reason, but right now, that might not sit well with people. The coronavirus has made me feel like my whole life has been put on hold. How does it make sense that missing all these big moments, like graduation, is what was coming to me? If I was not a member of this church, my feelings could have easily turned to anger or self-pity. However, having this community has given me a space to share the hardships I've encountered during this time, in addition to learning that others are experiencing the same feelings. So, instead of feeling angry that this virus had to come to me during my senior year, I see an attainable challenge in front of me. How can I serve others and meet their needs right now? In what ways can I still experience the events of my life that have been put on hold? I'm beyond grateful that I've still been able to connect with you all for small groups in Sunday school over Zoom. This has made me realize that the location of our worship is not what matters most. It's the people in this community that make West End such a special place. That makes sense because now, as I look back, my best memories with the youth group have not all necessarily taken place at 2200 West End Avenue. I've had amazing times with this group in East Tennessee, Eleuthera Island, Camp Widgiewagon, Heifer Ranch in Arkansas, and so many other places I can't even name because, due to the nature of mystery trips, I had no idea where I actually was. One of my absolute favorite times with the West End Youth Group was evening worships on our trip to Eleuthera Island in the Bahamas. During the day, we were split up into three groups doing different projects. But when we all returned to Bahamas Methodist Habitat each evening, I didn't feel like we had been in different places all day. We would sit on the roof at sunset to tell stories from our sites, sing songs, and share where we had seen God that day. Despite the many mosquito bites acquired on those evenings, I wouldn't trade that time with the youth group for anything. This is just one example of how we are able to always connect through West End. I've seen this almost every Sunday. After being at different schools during the week, we come together and our differences seem to fade away. I may still not fully understand how we are going to get what's coming to us makes sense in most aspects of my life. But one thing I do know is that being apart from you all has not disconnected us in any way. This brings me reassurance that when I move away to Maine this fall, I'll be still connected with the West End community. Our verse today ends with this. If we go through the hard times with God, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with him. Clearly, we are in a hard time right now, meaning we will soon find the good times with God. However, my challenge for you all today is to not just think of right now as a hard time. I ask you to find one example every day of how God is showing his love to you. Write these down, share them with a friend or family member, or take a picture to remind you of them. This is one way we can be adventurously expectant in this time, by looking ahead to these good times we will soon share with Christ. Thank you.
Hello and good morning. I'm Hudson Gilliland, and I'm a senior at USN. As a senior, I can't tell you how glad I am that we have the opportunity to speak to each other and have these services through online calls, despite the recent situation that the coronavirus has put us all in. Over the years, I have seen other kids from the youth group get up on the lectern and speak directly to the congregation about their experiences with the church. When the quarantine started, I just assumed that I wouldn't have had the opportunity. But this church and our youth group has continued to meet, although we're meeting online rather than in person. This persistence to keep meeting with each other is a perfect example of this church's commitment to the faith and our church's commitment to us as a youth group. This commitment is a part of the powerful impression that West End United Methodist Church believe on me especially, or at the very least, at least, as I graduate from high school and leave for William and Mary. This congregation has been a constant influence on my life for the past 10 years. I admit that there were years when I wasn't paying as much attention to the church as I should have. However, there were also years where I hung on to every single word in church. I first joined this congregation in the first grade after my family moved here from Virginia. Of course, at that age, I had no real concept of what it meant to be a part of the church, or even really what the point of going to church was. Then I received my first Bible here in third grade, and I went through confirmation here in the sixth grade. And by that point, I was starting to get a sense of what it meant to be a part of this congregation. Although I really started to understand the bigger picture when I joined the youth group as a seventh grader. Before that, church for me had consisted of meeting with a small group of people my age, and then an hour or so of listening to the pastor speak. Since then, there have been so many church events in which I'm proud to have participated, from in the inn, mission trips to Kentucky and St. Louis, 30-hour famine, Habitat for Humanity, weekends at Pickett State Park, and many others. Each was a part of growing up, and little by little, each started to mean something. These experiences at West End United Methodist Church have shown me that this church is a place that people can rely on. It also means that there is a place where I can connect with my peers and with God every week and in the same place. Every week for the past 6 years of my life, our youth group has continued to meet, and until now we've met in person, on Sunday mornings and again on Sunday night for dinner and conversation. Now we're using Zoom, but that doesn't make it any less meaningful. I'm sure I can speak for everybody, especially for the seniors, and the fact that we have continued to meet online for our youth groups and for Sunday service reflects our church's collective character. It's just another example of how important it is for us to stay connected with each other. This is why this church and this youth group has been and will continue to be an important part of my life. Now, as I graduate from high school, I am proud to be a member of this congregation. In August, even though I'll be in Williamsburg, Virginia, I will take this church with me. For that, I am thankful. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Asha Zink, and I am a senior at the University School of Nashville. Next year, I'll be studying engineering at Rice University in Houston, Texas. West End has been a part of my life for a long time. I came to preschool here, but I didn't become a member of the church until my sixth grade confirmation. I've worked to remain a member of the youth group while also working in the church's infant room in our Sunday Child Care Center for the past 2 years. I have made some incredible memories with this church. Mission trips, 30-hour famines, and retreats have thoroughly and irrevocably changed my life. These events foster intense self-reflection and personal growth in unique and unparalleled experiences. Still, beyond these larger events, small groups has likely been the experience for which I'm most grateful. Small groups held in our youth center every Sunday night allows members of the youth group to connect amid discussions of games, food, and faith. Whether I knew it or not, these nights began to thoroughly vet my faith. There were many stories that I struggled to accept, riddled with misconceptions and inconsistencies. I struggled with everything, particularly stories in which I saw a vengeful and manipulative God, one that displayed human flaws or deception that resulted in inequity and falsehood. However, it was not until one night this past semester, over Zoom no less, that I began to comprehend my own misconception. We were studying the story of the ill woman who follows Jesus to a healing, touches him, and is healed, seeming to drain Jesus of what he intended to use to save a sick child. When I first heard this story, I felt incredibly frustrated with this woman. Who was she to take for herself, to know better than everyone else? And how dare she take when someone else needed? I simply couldn't see past this. It can be hard to see the good. It is far easier to look at our world and see only negativity, only the problems, only the absolute atrocities inflicted on our civilization. It is far easier to complain and express frustration about our world, the actions of humanity, or at least it is for me. However, throughout my experience at West End, I've come to realize that I was once again being critical about all the wrong things. Romans 8:14-17 tells us that we did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Rather, we received the spirit of adoption, of inclusion. In discussing that woman's story, it became so clear to me that I was focusing on just the wrong thing. She wasn't taking what belonged to someone else. She just had faith, faith so strong that it cured her, and she went in peace. As God's children, Each of us has a choice as to what we inherit. Those who see the negativity in the world will become its sole proprietors. However, if we choose to inherit the love and grace that we have been shown, we will be stronger in our faith, stronger in the love of our fellow neighbors, and prepared to be the good that we all need to see in the world. I am incredibly privileged to be here. I have been a part of this incredibly loving and generous community that prioritizes this environment for your youth. I am eternally grateful for my time at West End and its profound impact on my life. I want to thank everyone who contributed to a youth mission trip, 30-hour famine or parking lot fundraiser, each member of this community who has, in one way or another, invested in this experience for my peers and myself. Romans 8:14-17, and these stories alike tell us, show us, that we are all God's children, deserving of the love that we have been shown, and prepared to inherit and pass it on to each future generation. So, in this complicated and trying time, I challenge you to focus on the good in the world and allow it to strengthen your faith, standing adventurously expectant of what is to come. Thank you.
An important part of worship is remembering the ways that God loves and cares for us and others, and the ways we are called to do the same. We do that by collectively affirming our faith. So please stand, join me and our seniors in our affirmation of faith that we co-wrote in 2014 in our confirmation class. We believe that God is a creator of heaven and earth and is still creating. God is one, our judge and our savior.
We believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to us in human form to save us from our sins so we can be forgiven. Jesus allows us to have more faith in God. We believe the Holy Spirit is the light of God that guides us in all we do. The Holy Spirit is God's presence with us.
We believe that human beings are children of God, created in God's image. Human beings all sin, but can be forgiven through prayer. We believe that the church is a community of worship and service in Jesus, where people connect with God and become closer to God.
We believe, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, that we are servant leaders, children of God, and living proof of God's love. As disciples of Christ, Jesus, we spread God's love and God's word and love to our neighbors. Amen.
We will be praying in a responsive prayer this morning. I will say, God in our mercy, and you will say, hear our prayer. Let's practice. God in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Let us prepare ourselves to enter into the presence of God in prayer. Lord, be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, hear our prayer for all who suffer sickness, fear, and anxiety caused by the coronavirus. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
May those who are infected receive the proper treatment and the comfort of your healing. God, in our prayer, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
May the caregivers, families, and neighbors be protected from the virus and give support to those who grieve the loss of loved ones. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Calm the anxiety of those who are uncertain and protect those who are most vulnerable to its spread, the marginalized, the un- and underinsured, the immune compromised, the elderly. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Guide those who are trying to develop tests and cure, that their efforts may limit and conquer the virus and restore communities to wholeness and health. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy One, known by many names, help us rise above fear. Remind us of your presence when we are fearful. Calm our uncertainty with your Holy Spirit. Bring healing to all who need it. We ask all this through the intercession of your child, Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
We invite you this morning to give, that your contributions may continue to impact our church and youth group. From funding our yearly mission trips and other retreats, to hiring our wonderful youth leaders who guide us in our faith journey, Your giving has a direct and profound result on our lives. For that, I am very grateful. You can give through the church's website, text to give, or mail in a check. We understand that these are hard times financially for many, but we encourage you to give as you are able. So let us give joyously this morning.
Whose love is this? O my soul, what wondrous love is this? What cost my Lord of this to bear the dreadful cross?
I will say,
Thank you from all of us in the youth community for joining us in worship today. Thank you for helping shape a community of faith where we have the space and support to be adventurously expectant. Thank you for showing up to let us know you believe in us and to learn from us and with us. Now please rise in body or in spirit to join in with our closing hymn, Here I Am, Lord.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will sing. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light today? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Visit I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I feel wrong, Lord. If you need me, I will hold your people in my heart.
By the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. Give them hearts for love of all. I will speak my words to them. Who shall I say?
Here I am, Lord. Is it I? By the Lord of faith and flame, I will send the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will sing. Finest bread I will. Till their hearts be satisfied, I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send?
Inspired us this day to be witnesses to God's love and power, especially in this uncertain time. Help us to be joyful in our own service and strong in our faith for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go in peace and be transformed that you may change the world. Amen. Thank you.